I'm Ray McDonald on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're exploring the five most popular songs in the Billboard magazine Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending November 30th, 2013. If one characteristic distinguishes this week's Top 5 lineup, it's this. Out of six featured artists, four are female. It's a woman's world in the current Top 5. It all starts in fifth place, where Katy Perry dips a slot with Roar. Katy's gearing up for her next world tour. Details are on the way. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, the eye of the champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am the champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
Katy Perry falls a slot to fifth place with her former number one hit, Roar. Last week, Katy took to Twitter to announce the dates of her upcoming Prismatic World Tour. It all kicks off May 7th in Belfast. Icona Pop will be her opening act on the British leg. Meanwhile, if you're in London next week, you can catch Katy on December 7th at the Jingle Bell Ball at the O2. Taking Katy Perry's place at number 4 is Avicii with Wake Me Up. This song has hit number 1 in more than 20 countries worldwide, and I'll name a few of them in mere minutes. So wake me up when it's all over. Avicii finally breaks free of fifth place as Wake Me Up rises a slot. The Swedish DJ, real name Tim Bergling, has hit number one in more than 20 countries, including Australia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Denmark, France, Germany, Ireland, Israel, New Zealand, Slovakia, the UK, and his Swedish homeland. Here in the United States, it hasn't gone beyond fourth place yet. Holding at number 3 is Miley Cyrus, who took over MTV on her 21st birthday. I'll have details after Wrecking Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit the wall in love. All I wanted was to break you up. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me.
Miley Cyrus spends another week in third place with Wrecking Ball. On November 23rd, Miley turned 21. That's a major birthday in the United States, as it represents the legal drinking age. Last Saturday, Miley took over MTV for an 8-hour birthday celebration. The programming included highlights from her time on the network, along with clips of her favorite MTV shows. Miley ended the weekend by performing on Sunday at the American Music Awards. Holding in second place are Eminem and Rihanna with The Monster. Eminem just lost a piece of his childhood. I'll explain after the song.
I'm friends with the monster, just trying to pop it. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, I'm not crazy.
Eminem and Rihanna spend another week in the runner-up slot with The Monster. Last Wednesday, the state of Michigan demolished Eminem's childhood home after a recent fire damaged the top floor. The boarded-up bungalow in Detroit appeared on two Eminem album covers, 2000's The Marshall Mathers LP and his brand-new album, The Marshall Mathers LP 2. We'll go ahead and give Lord 8 solid weeks at number 1 with Royals.
And we'll never be royals. It's the one in our for us, we crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. Ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Lord celebrates an 8th week atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart with Royals, which has sold 3 million copies in the United States. Last week, Lord was back home in the Southern Hemisphere for the New Zealand Music Awards, where she grabbed 4 trophies, including Single of the Year. Will Eminem and Rihanna dethrone Lord next week? Well, there's only one way to find out. Join me in 7 days for another chart survey. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.